The following program is recorded and we are not accepting any phone calls. Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight. We have a couple of guests this morning. Carla Furco and her friend Jen. They're going to talk about the Run Walk for Someone Special coming up here in April. Carla and Jen, thank you very much for joining us. And can you guys please tell everybody what's going on?
Hello again, friends. It's Carla Furco here with the Arc of Jefferson and Clearfield Counties. And I have Jennifer Roberts with me here today. She would like to share some thoughts about the run or walk with you. So I'll just let Jennifer take it away. Go ahead, Jen.
Any people who wants to be there, and with so many kids who wants to come, we will have so much fun either way. I will say so many good wishes will come true to you. You always will be a special person, that you guys will always do a wonderful job. Good memories we have together with so many good years we have for the Run and Walk. You always make us smile and happy. You always to do the right thing for yourself. You mean so much. We love everybody where you are. I always say with all of these businesses, either way, you are wonderful workers for the Arc and for the Run and Walk. I do appreciate coming from all of you. Good luck. Anybody who wants to win for a prize or anything, you mean so much from me, from Jennifer and Carla. We mean so much to all of you, and good wishes will come true.
Let us know what you would like to tell us about the Run or Walk.
If I was the Run and Walk for someone special, you mean a special person in your hearts. With some good memories, with a lot of people there, and lots of good workers and for volunteering. We mean so much to all of you. You can bring any prizes or anything you want to give us. And you can always call me or text me either way. And my number would be 1-814-952-9169. So many people who wants to come. The doors is always open. So many walkers, so many runners. Any people who wants to get from Punxsutawney, Dubois, Brockway, Brockport, or I would say for the whole town. You mean so much towards us. You always will be a special person in your hearts. Lots of food because of your volunteering. I will say with so many wishes will come true to you. And I just found out from the Groundhog Club wise, I will say, I did talk to one of them. The Groundhog is coming otherwise, and we're going to have so many prizes and so many new items this year.
Do you want to tell them the date, Jennifer? You want to tell them when it is?
And for the race of the date is April 13th, and it's on a Sunday. If anybody around us, any people who wants to come, they can contact me or Carla or anybody else on the board. You mean so much to us, and good memories we will have. And bring anybody, including everybody around you and us. You mean so much in your hearts. And good wishes will come true.
Hey friends, it's Carla Furco here with the Arc of Jefferson and Clearfield Counties. I'm the executive director, and we host the Run Walk for Someone Special each year that takes place in Sykesville. So I'm happy to announce that we have our date of April 13th. So please mark your calendar. April 13th will be the 46th Run or Walk for Someone Special. And it's always at the Town Hall right there on Main Street in Sykesville. And registration starts at 1:30 and the run itself starts at 3. We have early registration, which you can find the link on our webpage, which is jcarc.org. And we also have the traditional run-walk form that also can be found on our webpage that you just print the form off and you collect your money and bring it with you that day. But the online seems to be the easiest for people, and we should have that available here in the next few weeks, definitely by the end of February. We also want to be sure to let you know our stroll and roll will be back this year, and that's a lane which is perfect for strollers and walkers or wheelchairs. So please don't hesitate to bring your little ones or anyone in a wheelchair, walker. We have that lane available for the ease of those people, so that'll be again this year. We also, as far as what's happening indoors, is we have, again, our raffle table. And each year it just keeps growing and growing with more and more things. We have large items and small items, gift certificates, lots of great baskets, all donated by the support of the community here. So we'll have that, as well as we have our 50-50. Everyone likes a 50-50, a chance to win some cash. And we also have our barbecue raffle that we've been doing for probably a handful of years now, and it seems to be really popular. People get really excited about this raffle item. So the barbecue raffle, the grand prize is a barbecue for 50 people, and you get to pick from a great menu, a number of meat choices, some really delicious, special premium sides, desserts, and everything's provided as far as the paper products, you know, the plates, the napkins, everything's provided, everything's cooked. And the great thing is you pick the location and you pick the date. So it's just perfect if you would have a graduation or something, you know, going on this summer, or just a get together with 50 friends. So that's back again this year. And, you know, there's always the cash option if you don't want to do the barbecue. So that's back again this year. And of course, we also have our food items. So come for lunch. We have our famous Sloppy Joes as well as hot dogs. And this year we're adding a baked good table. So that will be kind of exciting. So if you want something sweet, there'll be some good baked goods to pick from as a dessert for your lunch. We do want to mention that we are keeping it again this year. At a $20 donation, gets you a free run walk t-shirt. And the shirts are awesome this year. We've picked a really cool vintage color. It's a blue-green color, like an aqua color with cream-colored logo. And that's amazing as well. And we have an option this year that sponsors at a certain level. If you donate at a certain level, you can advertise on our Run Walk t-shirts. So please feel free to reach out. We would love to see your name on the back of our t-shirts this year. And we want to just remind everyone again, April 13th, mark your calendar. And we, of course, want to let everyone know that all money raised for our Run Walk for Someone Special stays here locally, and it provides free summer camps for our special education students in our surrounding school districts. And we couldn't by any way make this possible without the support of the Run Walk. These camps are just amazing. They're so full of so much love, and we are so happy to be able to provide the full expense for these camps. And that's, you know, the transportation as well as, of course, all the entertainment. And they provide so many fun things. I mean, there's field trips as well as everything from magic shows to Carnegie Science Center visits. We have talent shows. We're having this year a local artist come to do a painting on canvas keepsake for the kids. Just so many great things. And everything's provided for these kids. It's free of charge, you know, all the food provided, entertainment, the transportation. And for many of our kids, this is like their summer vacation. They look forward to spending this week with their friends. And it just makes us so happy that were able to provide this, but we're only able because of the support of the Run Walk for Someone Special. So again, mark your calendar, April 13th. We hope to see you at the town hall. If you have any questions or anything that I could help answer for you, please reach out. Our website is jcarc.org, and you'll find all the contact information. You'll find my email, my number.
Well, thank you, Carla Furco. April 13th, that's when you want to go for the Run Walk Someone Special. And thank you, Jen, as well. And that is what we have in Community Spotlight.